Welcome to the Tony and Beau Podcast Show.
Today we are going to talk about COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus.
Some of you know that I lived in China during COVID's outbreak, but almost none of you know the full story. But first, we'll tell you more about COVID.
COVID had its main outbreak in 2019 when Anthony and I were in the second grade. You're probably wondering how COVID started. Well, to answer your question, there's no confirmed beginning of COVID-19, but there are two hypotheses. One of the initial theories was that COVID was transmitted through infected animals. The other hypothesis is that there was a laboratory leak, but neither of these have been confirmed.
Masks were starting to get commonly seen throughout the world. Everywhere you went, you had to have a mask. And people started to isolate themselves from other people, especially if you had the virus.
To talk more about how they went about the pandemic and what they had to do to avoid the pandemic, they went into a lockdown, which means they locked up in their house for a while and didn't go into the real world until they thought it was okay to socialize. They also had to wear certain gear. Then if you got the sickness, you would have to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks.
When you get COVID, some of the symptoms included fever, a cough, shortness of breath, and more. Dr. Zhang Jixian is widely known as the first doctor to report this disease, and the president's medical advisor, Anthony S. Fauci, was also a huge help to reaching the prevention of COVID.
Life lessons. They learned how this disease spreaded and how to avoid the disease at all costs. Also, how to stay safe from this deadly disease. It also made people expect the unexpected and taught them to be wary.
Now we're going to begin an interview where Beau's going to ask me some questions based on my experience in China.
Anthony, where were you living during this pandemic when it first had its out?
When the pandemic started, I was in Thailand on vacation, and most of our stuff was still in China, so we had very little of our stuff when COVID hit.
What was your main reaction on hearing about this worldwide disease when being in Thailand on vacation when it was spreading everywhere?
I was very young when it started, so COVID was more like a faraway thing that we couldn't see and would prevent us from going back home.
What did you and your family do when you found out about this life-changing experience?
We spent time hopping from country to country because we knew we couldn't go back to China. So we went from Thailand to Japan to Malaysia to Washington, D.C. to Florida, where we stayed with our cousins for a little bit. Then we rented a place in Galena, and then we went back to Florida for a few more weeks, and then we moved to Dubuque, where we live now today.
Did you have an experience with this disease ever in your life before? If so, tell me what it was like and what did you do to treat it and those around you have to do?
So we had COVID around Christmas of 2020. And while we were having it, we had to take lots of medication. And I still kind of remember that I was the last one who had COVID and everyone else recovered quickly.
Did COVID strengthen your unity as a family or with your brothers?
We spent a lot of time working together and, like, with different projects. And, like, one of the projects was I had to make a good question. We had to help each other with different projects and things like that. Like, I remember one project I had to advertise for my product that I made. And my brother helped me with it, and I made a machine called the Slick Kick Soccer Machine. And it would pass to you if you didn't have anyone else to pass to. So my brother went in a cardboard box, and we worked together to make it look like a machine.
Well, that's a wrap for today. Thank you for joining me on the Tony and Beau Podcast Show. Peace.